Welcome back. Today we're diving into something that really gets under my skin in the best way possible. Have you heard of ChatGPT? It's this incredible performance art project by Tucker Bryant, a former Google employee. And honestly, it's a brilliant little mirror held up to all of us. Instead of relying on artificial intelligence, he actually puts a real human operator behind the wheel to completely flip our assumptions about digital communication.
It's a fascinating setup. On the surface, it looks and feels exactly like those mainstream AI chatbots we're all so used to. But strip away the interface, and you'll find Bryant manually reading every single prompt and typing out responses in real time. No neural networks, no algorithms, just a person working as fast as they can.
And that's exactly what makes it so powerful. It's such a clever social experiment that really highlights how blurry the line has become between what's human-made and what's machine-generated. It's almost like a funhouse mirror for our digital habits, isn't it?
It really is. The whole project is built on a pretty serious premise. It's directly challenging the way we've been culturally conditioned to assume that anything instant and perfectly polished has to be artificial. We've trained ourselves to trust the speed of the machine, sometimes at the expense of understanding what's actually happening on the other side.
Exactly. By hiding a real person behind that sleek, machine-like interface, Bryant is gently but firmly pushing us to examine our own biases. It makes you wonder how much we really value human connection versus automated convenience, and where our trust actually lies when we're just staring at a screen.
That's the crux of it. We're standing at a major technological crossroads right now. As AI gets woven into everything from marketing and customer service to content creation, there's a genuine risk that we're not just outsourcing busy work, we might be slowly handing over our creativity and our critical thinking too.
I love that you put it that way. Because the takeaways from ChatGPT go way past just being a cool novelty. It's really prompting us to look deeper at how we interact with technology every single day.
Precisely. First, it shows just how quickly we've normalized automation. We scroll past and accept digital outputs as a given, rarely stopping to ask where they came from or what they might mean for us long term.
And that leads perfectly into the second point, which I think is so important for all of us. It's a gentle but necessary nudge to stay critically aware of the tools in our pockets. We have to ask ourselves, are we actually using this tech to amplify our human potential, or are we just following the herd because it's the industry standard?
Which brings us to the third, and perhaps most vital, takeaway. The project is a strong argument for protecting the messy, nuanced, and deeply authentic qualities of human interaction. In a world that's increasingly run by algorithms, those imperfections are what make us real.
Couldn't have said it better myself. In the end, ChatGPT is this beautiful, low-tech intervention in our hyper-connected age. It's really just asking us to pause, slow down, question our digital routines, and remember that behind every screen, there's still a very human story shaping our reality.